Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has lauded members of the New Jersey-based Caribbean Medical Mission for their true spirit of generosity, compassion, and care for others. In her message read at the organization's 10th annual fundraising gala in New Jersey, Mrs. Simpson Miller said she's encouraged to see the mission continue its work of touching lives. She says the drive by the mission to provide medical care to the needy in the Caribbean and New Jersey over the past 17 years is a contribution which serves as a lifeline to the health sector in Jamaica. The Prime Minister noted that she is particularly impressed by the efforts of the mission in distributing medication, medical equipment, computers, books, clothing, and well-needed items such as wheelchairs, surgical kits, among other contributions made to communities and individuals devastated by natural disasters. Mrs. Simpson Miller assured members of the mission that their charitable spirit will forever be etched in the hearts of Jamaicans. The Prime Minister on Christmas Day urged Jamaicans to be mindful of the poor and dispossessed during the season. In her message, Mrs. Simpson Miller reminded that Christmas is about serving others.
Let us remember the poor, the infirm, the physically challenged. We must also remember the sick and shut-ins, and our senior citizens who have served us well. Let us be vigilant in the protection of our children. Protect them. Play with them, hug them, let them feel special during this time.
She further encouraged Jamaicans to always value the service of the unsung heroes and heroines of the country, those who toil outside the glare of public recognition, such as members of the uniformed forces and those who work in emergency services and hospitals.
Let us remember those who have lost loved ones, who may find Christmas a difficult time filled with special memories. This makes it even more important at this time that we reach out beyond our familiar relationships to think of those who are alone.
And Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has expressed sadness at the loss of life and destruction of property due to the adverse weather conditions which affected the Eastern Caribbean on December 23 and 24. St. Lucia, Dominica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines were the worst affected islands. 18 persons have been confirmed dead, while others have sustained injuries. Expressing sympathy on behalf of all Jamaicans, Mrs. Simpson Miller noted that the effect of the flood was heightened as it occurred on Christmas Eve, a time when families had gathered to celebrate the season of goodwill. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time.
Our children are our most valued assets. They are indeed our future and must be protected from harm, neglect, negative influences, and unsavory associations. We must expose them to good values and attitudes that will make them productive and morally strong citizens of our beautiful country. The children of today could be the leaders of tomorrow. Let us give true meaning to the African proverb, "It takes a village to raise a child." Communities, rise up, protect, take care of our children.
This message was brought to you by the Office of the Children's Advocate.
Emergency, emergency, too much carnage on the road.
Now, driver, take time, drive now, kill your walking way off.
Driver, not be an idiot, no man, no man.
Go on a car, driver, go on a car. Enough passenger for pick up, money we say. Yes.
Doctor, shut up, you man, right. If you no love for your life, me love mine. Furthermore, you can't overtake when there is an unbroken white line. You should know that, driver.
Thank you, Jesus. Me still alive. But look how me want the driver.
We have to stop it
now.
Stop it
now. Right now.
We have to stop it.
A message from the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.